Remember this one?
Meet me on the other side.
Dreamweaver.
Oh, I've been there. I've been there.
Yeah. Here we go.
Dreams tell us. They tell a lot about what you're going through, I think.
Yeah,
they do.
Yeah.
This will be interesting.
Of course, Just a Dream is Carrie Underwood. Call us now, you guys. Let's get her on. Her name is Mimi, is that right?
It's Mimi, that's right.
Good morning, Mimi. Fitz, nice to meet you.
Hi, Fitz. It's nice to meet you, too.
You are the Dream Detective.
Yes, I am.
And you actually live right here in Seattle, right?
I do.
Well, first of all, let's plug exactly what's coming up for you. You have an event coming up or something's going on?
I do. I have an event next week. It's called Dreams, Desire, and Chocolate.
Oh.
And it's all about what your dreams have to say about not only your relationships, but your desires and your passions in life.
Whoa.
We're also going to have Theo Chocolates there talking about the romantic properties of chocolate. You'll get lots of yummy chocolates to go with it.
I could dig on that, sister. Dream Detective, you saucy little thing.
She is saucy, too.
Now,
Mimi's quite the gal.
Now, Mimi, do you have a website or anything we can check out?
I do. It is thedreamdetective.com.
Thedreamdetective.com.
Yes, and there's if you go on the events page, there's all the information about the event on there, too.
Do you have the show sheet for today that Bethany printed out? No, you get the email?
No, I don't.
Because in the sheet that she printed out, she talks about that you can interpret all dreams. Like, what does it mean if you have, like, a celebrity in your dream? What does it mean if... Can you run down that list for me?
I sure can. You know, there are some very common romantic dream themes that we all have. There's many dream themes in general, but for Valentine's Day, we'll focus on the romantic ones.
Okay.
So a lot of people will dream that they're getting hot and heavy with a celebrity, and they'll wonder, what on earth could that mean? And a lot of times it's symbolic of connecting with your own talents and abilities.
Oh.
Interesting. You see that, guys?
Well, no.
Yes. So you want to ask yourself, what is that person known for? Are they an artist, a sports star, or a musician? How would you describe their characteristics? And then it's very likely that you are either embracing those qualities within yourself or you would like to.
Well, now, Mimi, Fitz recently had a dream.
Let me explain this because you're gonna try to skew it.
No. I was just going to say you were fighting with a celebrity.
Right.
What does that mean?
Interesting. Now, and the celebrity was Dennis Quaid, who used to be married to Meg Ryan.
Uh-huh.
And we were on a beach, and I was arguing with him about tidal waves. What does that mean?
Well, first I would have to ask you to describe Dennis Quaid. Give me, like, three adjectives.
Okay. Patient. Texan. Is that an adjective?
Yeah.
Yeah, can be.
And determined.
Okay. And then what about Meg Ryan?
Hoochie.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, she is. She hoots around on him.
Now it's important how Fitz looks at it.
Yeah, this is my dream. Yeah.
Okay.
Hoochie, successful. Is that an adjective? That's a describing word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just say whatever comes to your mind.
And then how would you describe a tidal wave?
Violent. Ferocious. Mm.
God, you just described yourself in so many ways.
Okay, so then I would ask you, at the time you had this dream, was there anyone, or maybe also dream characters can represent parts of ourselves? So was there a person who you might describe as a patient Texan who's very determined that was arguing with someone who might be more of a hoochie over something kind of violent and ferocious?
It sounds like every night at your house, Patsy.
Oh, hello.
Yeah, really. Lord, heaven.
Hello.
And what about the dream where he was doing a duet with Clay Aiken?
But what does it mean whenever Tony's rubbing massage oil on Matthew McConaughey?
Wait a minute.
Well, sometimes dreams are just little wishes.
Means I'm dreaming.
You know?
Come on now.
Wait a minute. I do. I'm sorry to not. I've got to ask mine, too. Mine's quick, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Can I go? Mine is I get in a fight with someone or I'm in some type of argument or fight, and I have when I go to punch them, I have no power.
Oh, that a lot of times aggression can represent anger, and it could be that you're feeling angry at someone, but you're just not able to express it.
Well, you just describe yourself.
Clear.
Yeah.
And a feeling of powerlessness.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, do you want to run to that list again? We got to the celebrities.
Oh, yes. A lot of people will dream that their partner is cheating on them. And a lot of the dreams can really freak people out when they wake up. They can be really upsetting because they seem very literal and real, but usually they're metaphorical. Huh. So if you dream that your partner's cheating on you, it's often a symbol that you are feeling cheated out of your time with them.
Oh,
so for example, they may be working too much, or they may have taken up a new hobby that's taking their time away from you. It can also be triggered by a physical separation, like a business trip. Yeah, any of those things can feel like, quote, the other woman.
Oh,
that's interesting.
That is
a very good point.
Yeah. So it seems we're interpreting a lot of this stuff, but dreams we have, is there any way that, does it mean in a way we're seeing like this premonition or reading the future?
That can be one layer to dreams. So dreams have many levels and layers to them, and I always like to look at the symbolic level, even if it picks up some elements from the future, but there have definitely been way too many reported incidents to deny that that does happen.
What does it mean if I dream I attach battery cables to my nipples?
Oh, for goodness sake!
What is that trying?
Mimi, you don't have to answer that.
I'm just teasing. Great.
Is that a waking dream or a sleeping dream?
Oh, hello. Hello.
Fitz. Right.
Hey, we have so many people who would love to chat with you this morning, by the way.
Oh, really?
Our lines are honestly lit up. Ashley from Tacoma is on the phone. Good morning, Ashley from Tacoma. You're live with Mimi, the dream detective.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm okay. So I have a really weird dream that I can't make sense of, and so it's a little bit of a long story, so I guess I'll start.
kind of keep it as quick as you can, just for, you know, radio purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so my fiancé and I were driving up to some amusement park in the middle of the woods, and we got lost parking our truck, and then we went to one of the rides, which was like kind of an endless hallway that we went down, and when we were going down that hallway, we realized that we left our baby in the truck. And we don't have a baby, by the way, but we left her in the truck, and we went back to the truck to find her, and we couldn't find the truck.
Oh, wow.
And, okay. Yeah.
A lot of times babies, especially if you don't have one, can be symbolic of something that's precious to you. So it could be more about you or something that you and your fiancé share together where you feel like you've lost it and you can't find it. So,
well, we recently had a miscarriage.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so sorry.
Wow.
So it could be your way of processing some of those feelings. Like, where did it go? What happened?
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for the call this morning.
Thank you.
Ashley. Thanks, Ashley. Have a great day.
All right, call us now. She's the dream detective. If you've had a strange dream, 206-421-WOLF, 1-866-328-WOLF. It's 841 on the Wolf. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, you know, I've heard that people that experience post-traumatic stress disorder, they have nightmares, like the guys that come back from the war. And I've always heard that the reason that we have those dreams of those and we rehash those events over and over again, it is almost like self-therapy for us. It helps us process the traumatic event. Is that what you were kind of saying with her?
Oh, that is so right. You are so in tune with that's exactly what's going on. And a lot of times, if you work with your dreams, they can actually help you process things faster.
And it kind of takes away the power of the event, because the more you see it, the less effect it has on your life. So
it's true. I once had a dream that helped me realize that a relationship was over before it was officially over, and it really helped me get through the breakup so much quicker.
Wow.
I just knew.
What about dreams where, let's say we've had dreams of family members passing away or dying. We wake up and everything's fine. What does that mean?
Again, this is one that really scares people because they're afraid that it means something, that it means that it's going to come true. But really, death is usually symbolic of change, and this can mean that you feel like the old them, as you knew them, has died. So maybe somebody started a new job or has gone through some kind of change in their life, and you feel like the them that you knew is no longer there.
Wow, interesting.
Good stuff.
Let's go to Shannon from Marysville. You're live with the Dream Detective on the new 100.7 The Wolf. Go ahead.
Good morning.
Hi, Shannon.
Hi. Hey, my dream is a little strange. It's something that I've been dreaming since I was a child. And in talking with my grandmother, who's in her 80s, she also has had the same dream, and my aunt. It's always the same bridge in Everett. We are driving over the bridge, and the bridge will turn into, either will crash into the water below, or the bridge turns into some sort of a scary carnival ride that I know I'm bracing myself because I know I have to go over this bridge, but it scares the hell out of me.
Hmm. Ah, okay. And when was the last time you had this dream?
Oh, gosh, probably just a couple months ago.
Okay, and you said it started when you were a little girl?
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, recurring dreams usually come up every time a certain situation comes up in our life. And until that situation has resolved, the dream will still come up. So if you notice that you keep having it, start paying attention to what is going on in your life at the time when you have the dream, because dreams deal with us, what's going on right now in the present time. So a bridge is often symbolic of getting from one point to another, you know, crossing a bridge. How are you getting to where you want to go? If it crashes to the water, it could be that you feel like that whatever vehicle or method or mode you're using to try to get to the other side is not working and it's falling apart, or it's turning into some crazy ride that you didn't bargain for.
Interesting.
Oh, that's cool.
Hang on. Let's try. Now, this is, Mimi, this is interesting. Debbie from Federal Way is on the phone. She's on line 8. And Debbie, your husband actually passed away in Iraq 5 years ago. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, you're live with Mimi, the dream detective. Go ahead.
Hi, Mimi.
Hi, Debbie.
I keep having dreams, and they're all in different settings, but he'll appear to me like the night he left.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always mad at me.
Aww.
He always says that I'm unpatriotic. And how could I do that? And I don't know what he means.
Well, is there some area of yourself that you feel upset with yourself?
Just for letting him go to Iraq.
So it might be time to stop blaming yourself.
Maybe that's it, right?
Because it's probably not really him, because usually people do often have dreams after somebody dies that they come and visit them. And those dreams kind of stand out as different because they feel very real and there's certain qualities that make them stand apart. But usually those are more of a kind parting and a, hey, I'm okay message. This one almost sounds more like a part of yourself that is still angry at yourself. And
well, I think maybe deep down I'm upset for letting him re-enlist.
Yeah, and it's not your fault.
I think he would have done it anyway.
And Debbie, let me ask
you. He would have.
Debbie, let me ask you, did he love what he did for a living? Did he love being in the military?
Yeah, he was actually really excited to go to Iraq, because the way he explained it to me and his mom and dad was, you know, police officers, they go to their training and they go right to their job. And he had been training for his job for 15 and a half years, and he finally got to go do his job.
Mm.
Wow.
We are sorry for your loss.
Yes, yeah. Very much so. Time to forgive and move on.
And let me ask you, and Mimi, can people email you at thedreamdetective.com?
Most certainly.
Yeah. So, Debbie, please shoot her an email, will you?
Oh, I will.
Thank you, Debbie.
Thank you, Debbie.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think Debbie needs to understand her husband is by no means mad at her.
No.
No.
It is probably something within her, right?
Sure. Yeah, I think it's like the dream detective said. She's still mad at herself. She thinks she could have stopped him. And you know how when a man gets something on his mind and he has an adventure he wants to go on, nobody can stop him.
That's for sure.
No way.
That's right.
No way.
And one more time, plug your event real quick. It sounds so cool.
Oh, thank you. Next week, February 19th, Thursday night, it's called Dreams, Desire, and Chocolate. And I'm going to be talking about dreams and what they have to say about our relationships, our desires, and passions in life, sort of tying with the Valentine's Day. And Theo Chocolates is going to be talking about some of the romantic properties of chocolate. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be lots of chocolate to taste, and you're going to get some of their hot sipping chocolate, which is amazing.
Mm.
And you can get the information and a link to the sign-up page on thedreamdetective.com and click on the events page.
And where's that going to be one more time?
It's going to be at Theo Chocolates, actually.
Okay.
Which the sign-up is not through them. It's through another event company, so click on the link and it'll take you there.
And Theo Chocolates is downtown, right, Mimi?
They're in Fremont.
Fremont.
In Fremont.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Hey, kid, listen, I'm going to be honest. Our phones have blown up. Could we start having you on once a month, maybe? Does that sound good?
I would absolutely love that.
Oh, you scored. You are a hit. You passed the guest pilot.
Thank you so much.
Oh, we are not kidding, and we'd like to have you on once a month.
I would absolutely love that.
Her website is thedreamdetective.com. Log on now. And Mimi, we'll definitely be chatting with you soon.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, you got it. Thank you so much.
And happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
You sexy little thing. Happy Valentine's Day to you.